Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
A woman witnesses the entire event and runs over to the little boy who's lying on the ground in a pool of blood. She gently cradles head in her arm and whispers, "Do you need a priest?" And the boy moans, "How can you think of sex at a time like this?"
Take that, Pope.
That one's for the Pope and his, what you call it, his holy stick.
And his holy stick. Shove it up your holy stick.
Grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy birthday, Cliff!
Happy birthday!
Kendall, I cannot believe that it is already my birthday.
I feel like last week we were doing your last birthday episode. We've been doing this show so long, I had to label this Cliff's 29th birthday instead of Cliff's birthday episode because
I like to refer to this episode by its full title, Ceci n'est pas un Cliff's 29th birthday show. This is not Cliff's 29th birthday show. Kendall, I refuse to turn 29.
Well, Cliff, I refuse to be fat, but guess what happened?
Oh, too damn bad.
Too bad. I can wish in one hand and shit in the other as the last week's story goes.
Ostriches bury their head in the sand. We bury our heads in the fat just to not look around.
We bury our fat in our bodies, Cliff.
Yeah.
And it's all there for everybody to see.
We just rub our faces in our man bosoms and...
Speaking of fat.
There you go. Speaking of fat, I have been alive for several years.
I was going to say I have a fiber bar in your honor that I'm eating right now.
Kendall, speaking of me, what are all your favorite things about me?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot. You could have given me a couple
Kendall,
of weeks
you should have
to come up with
a list ready to go of all your favorite attributes of mine.
Cliff?
Right? Yes, that's correct. Grammaticians.
Number one, I like your grammar. Number two, I love your crassness. And your
Number three, I make you feel skinnier by being so obese.
Well, no. You make me feel as obese as you.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so
there are songs to be sung. What commercial? That's on a commercial. What is that for, everybody?
I don't know. Email us.
You make me feel so young.
But oh my God, I'm gonna eat
what?
My whole
assistant Topher. Topher, look that up.
I love that. Even though we first met and you thought I was 38, you still have been my friend all these years.
And that now that you're in your mid-50s.
Now that I'm in my mid-80s. And no matter how fat I get, Cliff,
yes.
How bald we become, Cliff. Amen, brother. Speak
there.
It. No matter how bad my jokes fall to the ground, Cliff, you are always there to pick it up. And you're my co-hoster for life, Cliff. Happy birthday.
It occurred to me, Kendall, I'm springing this on you on the air.
Uh-oh.
It occurred to me, it wasn't long ago, we were talking on the phone privately.
Uh-oh.
About...
Don't tell him about my gonorrhea.
About tattoos. And I thought, what better thing to commemorate with a tattoo than Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? What is more eternal than Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, and I will go with
one
you
thing that
to
will
get that
die,
tattoo.
What can we get? We have to have matching ones. Like the Hobbits who were in Lord of the Rings all have matching tattoos. And all the NSYNC members have matching ones.
Wonder what a fat globule looks like.
We need to look up what a fat sale looks like.
I actually know because there was a stuffed fat sale at the store I went to over the weekend.
Oh, I thought you said because you viewed me under a microscope.
Because I happened to walk past a microscope and I was like, whoa.
But like a fat sale and a microphone. Talking into a microphone. And that's our show.
A fat sale on a stage with a brick wall.
Yeah, that's
like
our tattoo.
Stand up fat.
with a pie thrown at his fat face.
Cliff, I know that you may think this show is all about fat because it's your birthday, but it's not.
It's not.
It's about fiber bars, which I'm happy eating right now. I'm just finishing one. Sorry.
Fiber bars. It's about sassitude.
Mm-hmm. But it's also about you, Cliff.
Oh, me? I do. That's one of my favorite people, Kendall.
I know it is. Now, being your own episode, you have your choice of what you want to happen next.
Okay.
Should I make it multiple choice?
Yeah, this is like choose your own adventure. Did you ever read those books?
I love those
books. Listener out there? Yeah.
Oh, you're not talking to me. You're talking to the listener. Mm-mm. I read them and I loved them so much. I wanted to know every adventure possible. So I would mark them and I read every possible scenario.
Oh, well, if you don't like what I'm about to choose, listener, you can go back and re-edit this show to your own liking.
All right, Cliff.
Yes.
Do you want to hear bad jokes? Do you, B, want to listen to birthday comments from our voicemail? Or
Ooh.
C, would you like to hear happy birthday comments from our Facebook page? Or D, belch for the rest of the show?
Oh, Kendall, let's kick it off. Let's get in the birthday spirit with some birthday phone calls.
Birthday phone calls. You got it, Cliff. All right, so we had a few people call in, and I'm going to warn you, they're a little long. But that's
okay.
What she said.
So
here we go, Cliff. Here's our first caller.
Happy birthday, Cliff. This is Inertia Ruth Zutron. I was calling to say happy birthday and give you a bit of advice for turning 29. I am 82. And when I turned 29, which I remember like it was yesterday, but time, it'll go real fast. You'll be 89 before you know it, or 82 before you know it. And I'll be 89 in a minute, so I have to hurry. Anyway, you can pee on, if you pee on a washcloth and you wipe your face with it, it helps prevent pimples and wrinkles. So you're in that in-between young and old stage.
Good to know.
And you'll probably have a bit of problems with both now, mixtures, lots of wrinkles, a little bit of pimples. So pee on washcloth, wash your face. That's all I got. Happy birthday. Bye.
A little bit of pimples, a little bit of wrinkles, a little bit of fat.
I have fat. I don't have any wrinkles because I'm so fat. I push them all out.
Now, our next caller, Cliff, I'm going to warn you, the reception's a little bad because she's calling from a long way away, but you're going to be really excited to hear this, Cliff.
Okay.
I am. This is your first lady calling from Japan. It's 10 cents a minute here calling through my email program. So I guess it's working, and it's certainly worth it to call for this very special occasion. Happy birthday, Cliff. Otanjoubi omedeto gozaimasu. Hey, I miss you very much, and you know, while this is a special occasion and while most people celebrate their birthday, I know that you and I realize that what this really is cause to celebrate getting closer to the relief that will be our death. So, congrats on that front. Happy being closer to dying. And I also wanted to say that if you died, really, there's nothing for me to go on. So if by chance I outlive you, listeners, you need to be aware. I won't be stepping in. It won't be the Rayanne and Kendall show because I'll be stepping into my own grave, actually.
You might be stepping
into
Cliff's.
So, again, I'm celebrating you and your life and death and consequently my own life and death because so interwoven, those two things, those four things, life, death, yours and mine. I will probably be having some gluten-free cake and maybe some rice milk for the occasion. Also, I'm mailing a present, so it will get there a little bit late, but would you expect anything less from me? Late present? And it's coming so far! Come on. Just got to go across an ocean and shit. Come on.
No.
Okay, so we're at 2.5 minutes, and I don't do math, but Cliff, you do. So you can tell your listeners just how much I spent to call to be able to say happy birthday, say hello to the listeners, say how much I miss being with all of you, but I feel connected to you through this show and through my good friends Kendall and Cliff. Happy birthday, Cliff. I love you.
Doesn't that make you want to cry?
How wonderful was that?
That was wonderful. And I'm just going to warn you, Cliff, my birthday present is going to be late, too. Just while we're at while we're dropping bombs like that.
While we're dropping truth bombs. But now, how well does she know me that to celebrate a year closer to the sweet relief
that will be our death? Now, we have one other caller, Cliff.
Oh.
Let me play. Here it goes.
Cliff, this is Jennifer, and I just wanted to wish you a very happy 29th birthday. I know I will be celebrating my second happy 29th birthday in a couple of weeks, so I hope it's great, and everything the last year of your 20s should be. Bye-bye.
Aww. How wonderful. Lots, I'm a big fan, Jennifer.
Lots of birthday wishes, Cliff. Lots of birthday wishes.
And I could not ask for better gifts than those. How wonderful.
And your co-host over here. Now let's
There's a Barbara Streisand song on her Christmas album called The Best Gift That I Ever Got. Didn't really weigh a lot. And now the best gift that I ever got, Kendall, is you. And
the big best fat gift podcast
that I ever got really did weigh quite a lot.
Cliff, I love
you
that.
You couldn't
song,
fit a
I
ribbon
didn't know
round.
Who sang it. We're gonna have a whole side note about this. But let's dry those birthday tears, Cliff, from those callers with a little bad jokes. What do you say?
Oh, Kendall, these are gonna be terrible bad birthday jokes.
Oh, hey, Cliff.
Hey, hey.
Happy birthday, you big fat bitch.
Thanks.
It's time for the bad jokes.
Oh no.
Oh yes, Cliff. Why don't you? You're the birthday boy. Why don't you get in line
it's
first
my
for
birthday.
The cake?
It's my birthday. Okay.
And you'll belch if you want to.
Kendall, a man from the horrible state of Texas buys a round of drinks for everybody in the bar. It might have been his birthday. And he announced that to everyone in his bar that his wife had just produced a, quote, a typical Texas baby boy weighing 20 pounds.
Oh.
Tasty like that. Congratulations shower all around. And Kendall, many exclamations of wow are heard.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, he returns to the bar, this outrageous Texan. And the bartender says, say, you're the father of the typical Texas baby that weighed 20 pounds at birth, aren't you? How much does the baby weigh now? And the proud father answers, 15 pounds. And the bartender, well, Kendall, he's puzzled. Why? What happened? The bartender said. And he already weighed 20 pounds at birth. Oh, Kendall, you and I weighed so much more. But anyway, the Texas father takes a slow sip of his slow gin fizz, wipes his lips on his shirt sleeve, leans over to the bartender and proudly announces, oh, he lost 5 pounds when I had him circumcised.
That baby had
everything's
a big old
bigger
dick,
in
Cliff.
Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, Kendall.
All right, Cliff. A businessman and his secretary.
Oh, you better watch out.
Cliff, it was this businessman's birthday, and his secretary and they were overcome by passion, so they went to his house for an early afternoon quickie. Now, he says, don't worry, my wife is out of town on a business trip, so there is no risk. Now, it's one thing, Cliff, it leads to another, as those kind of things often do. The woman reaches into her purse and suddenly gasps, we have to stop. I forgot to bring birth control. And the man, he says, no problem. I'll get my wife's diaphragm. So Cliff, after a few minutes of searching, he returns to the bedroom in a fury, and he says, that bitch, she took it with her. I always knew she didn't trust me. Cliff, there were a bunch of sluts in that joke. I thought you might enjoy that.
I appreciate you finding a joke about sluts.
This is called Cliff and Kendall's Dirty, Filthy, Nasty Joke.
Kendall, a policeman.
Not a policeman.
He sends his wife and his kid to a resort for a vacation. And after a week, he joins them in the hotel. As soon as he came to the hotel room, he wanted to make sweet love. He wanted to have a bang session with his wife. And so he gave her the look. Whispering under her breath, the wife says, "No, darling, we can't do it here. Our child is watching."
Oh, is this the 40s?
And the husband... this was the 40s. And the husband replied, "You're right, woman of the 1940s. Let's go to the beach." And so after a while, they make their way to the beach, and they start to make sweet love on an empty bench. All of a sudden, a policeman walks up to them. "Put your clothes on immediately. Yeah, shame on you. You can't do that in public."
With his stick.
Oh, yeah, he was waving that nightstick. And he was, Kendall, the husband was embarrassed. Oh. Rightfully so. And he says, "You know, officer, you're right, but I had a moment of weakness. We hadn't seen each other for an entire week. And now I'm a policeman, too. And it would be very embarrassing if you find me." And so the cop thought for a second and said, "Don't worry. You are a colleague, and it is your first offense. But this is the third time in a week I've caught this bitch fucking on the beach, and she'll have to pay."
Oh.
Slut.
Again, Cliff. Sluts are invading our jokes this week.
Sluts are in vogue today, Kendall.
Now, Cliff, this mother, she walks into her daughter's room, and she is holding a condom in her hand, Cliff. And she says, "I found this while I was cleaning your room today." And she says, "Are you sexually active?" And the daughter says, "No, I just lay there." That must be little Johnny's sister, Cliff.
Little Johnny's sister. Oh, my goodness. Kendall, there was an old woman. Probably she'd had too many birthdays was her problem. And she heard a song on the radio called 2 Lips and 7 Kisses. And I've never heard it, but it sounds romantic. And she called up information after hearing the song on the radio to get the name of the record company, because that's what old ladies think that you should do. And so in dialing, she erroneously, Kendall, that means accidentally.
Erroneous.
She called up a gas station and, erroneous really means falsely.
Uraneously.
Let's just say... she had a wrong number. She got a gas station instead.
Okay.
And she asked, she said, "Do you see how you, my grammar is what
Thank
you like
Thank you for the
for
English
most.
Lesson, Cliff. Right in the middle of a
it's
joke.
It's the grammar. You tune in for the grammar, right? And you stay for the belt.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. So she's accidentally called the wrong number, right? And she got a gas station. And she says, "Do you have the song 2 Lips and 7 Kisses? And the gas station attendant, Kendall, he answered the phone. He said, "No, but I have 2 Nuts and 7 Inches. And so the woman asked, "Is this a record?" To which the man replied, "Nah, it's average."
Sluts, Cliff. Sluts.
Oh, Kendall, if only 7 inches were average.
If only, Cliff. I'm way above that. Cliff, when her husband passed away, the wife put her usual death, the usual death notice in the newspaper, Cliff.
The usual.
That's not his birthday, that's his death day. But she added on the obituary that he died of gonorrhea.
How awful.
That's what it sounded like. And Cliff, once...
that was the sound of his death rattle from gonorrhea.
Once the daily newspaper had been delivered, a good friend of the family phoned and complained bitterly. "You know very well that he did not die of gonorrhea. He died of diarrhea." And the widow said, "Yes, I know he died of diarrhea, but I thought it would be better for posterity to remember him as the great lover rather than a big shit that he really was." Bitch. Slut.
Bitch.
Old woman.
Kendall, speaking of doctors, there were two doctors.
Speaking of them.
In a hospital hallway. Now they were one. It's probably McDreamy and McSteamy.
McAsshole.
One day they were. What would we be? McFatty and McObese. Yeah.
McLumpy.
McLumpy. McLarge Huge. Okay.
Carry
two
on.
Doctors were in a hospital hallway. One day they were complaining about this nurse Jenny.
Ooh.
"She's incredibly dumb. She does everything absolutely backwards," said one of the doctors. "Why, just last week I told her to give a patient 2 milligrams of Percocet every 10 hours. She gave him 10 milligrams every 2 hours. He nearly died on it." And that's a lot of paperwork, and I don't want to deal with that, he said. And so the second doctor, he said, "Well, that's nothing. Earlier this week, Nurse Jenny, I told her to give a patient an enema every 24 hours. She tried to give him 24 enemas in 1 hour. This guy nearly exploded."
Oh.
Fellow doctor. And suddenly, they hear this blood curdling scream from down the hall. "Oh my God," said the first doctor. "I just realized I told Nurse Jenny to prick Mr. Smith's boil."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ouch.
Slut, Cliff, slut.
Slut.
Now, I've got a bonus one for you since it's your birthday.
All right.
Now, this person, Cliff, this is a statement from a person.
Okay.
"Your Honor, I am 75 years old. So here I am, sitting there on my porch on a warm spring evening when a young man comes creeping up the porch and sits beside me. He starts to rub my thigh, and it feels good, Your Honor. So I didn't stop him. And then he begins to rub my old breast, Your Honor. Why, Your Honor, I haven't felt that good in years. So I just spread my old legs, and I said to him, 'Take me, young man, take me.' That's when he yelled, 'April Fools,' and that's when I shot the fucking son of a bitch."
Oh my goodness.
What a bitch slut that old woman was, Cliff. A bitch slut murderer.
Bitch slut. Kendall.
I hope she does time to life.
Oh, they won't have to feed her long. Kendall, what do you get when you cross an owl and a rooster?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know.
Oh, what we all want, a cock that stays up all night. Oh, what did the guy say to his dick?
Cliff, what did he
after
say?
After he found...
Oh, sorry.
After he found that the girl he's getting ready to F has genital warts.
Cliff, what did the guy say to his wang when he found out the girl that he's about to fuck had genital warts? It's your birthday. All the stops are out.
Hang on, Wang. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Mm. And finally, Kendall... speaking of, this is like a entertainer at my birthday party. What do you call a female clown?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know.
A clunt. A clunt.
Bloody bitches, everybody and all those jokes. Now, Cliff, little Johnny did want to call in, but I had to cut his phone call because it was too dirty. I couldn't play it on the air.
He said all those words the teacher is always afraid he's going to say.
He said it. I don't know if anybody will teach him the proper ways, Cliff. Let's take a break and ponder that.
Okay. Happy birthday, me.
Happy birthday.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by fiber bars. Baby, I love my fiber. Keeps me regular. Everything I need and more, it's written all over your box. Baby, I love my fiber. Fiber one, fiber more.
Fiber, fiber, fiber.
I can see my fiber, fiber, fiber. Fiber, fiber. I can see my fiber, fiber, fiber.
Fiber One Fiber Bars. They may not make you normal, but they sure will keep you regular, even on your birthday.
And now, back to the show.
Happy birthday to you. I know that song upsets you so, but once a year it's true. If you don't want a happy song, even though it's overdue, well, here's your happy birthday blues. I remember last year, you didn't even show your face. You slept all day, shut off the phone, didn't wanna celebrate. Well, if you're gonna be that way, I just have to make do with these happy birthday blues. Another year older, another dozen aches. When you turn 39, you ban all the birthday cakes. You think you can ignore it, but I know can escape. My calendar is circled on this date. So happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
We are back. We're back.
Kendall, someday we're going to have to do an episode where I give people recipes for healthy living. But before then, I want to just tell you that you know what is a good snack?
A Fiber One bar?
A Fiber One bar, but you know what makes it better?
eating it?
If you smear peanut butter all over the top of it.
Have you smeared peanut butter all over that?
Not over the one that I'm about to eat. We are eating fiber bars on the air today. You know, it's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party. I made you a fiber one cake, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Did you break your knuckles? What happened to your fingers?
I was taking out some garbage the other day, and I scraped my knuckles across a big garbage
can. Oh, I cut the tip of my thumb off this week.
We are in trouble, Kendall. Yeah. We're in trouble, and that's stupid.
That is stupid, Cliff. You know what else is stupid?
Oh. Whoa.
It's time for a special birthday edition of Kendall's Stupid Questions.
What a great birthday.
Happy birthday, Cliff. This is your birthday present, right, by the way. I hope it's good enough.
Hope it's not too stupid.
Okay, Cliff. I got some extra stupid birthday questions for you, Cliff. Now, I may have asked you this before, and frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Cliff, what is your favorite birthday gift ever?
You know, I haven't got a clue. They're all been good. Any
that
gift is
a
good.
Stupid answer for a stupid question, Cliff.
I can't remember.
I'll just have to say that it was this Fiber One cake that I just gave you.
Fiber One cake, probably the best ever.
Okay, good. All right, Cliff, next question, since that one wasn't
I'm
answered.
Sorry.
Cliff, if you could relive...
They get better from here on out.
If you could relive one birthday... every day for an entire year, which birthday would you choose?
This one I have an answer for.
Other
than my go-to would you rather answer, which is I would rather die.
I'd rather die than tell you what my favorite birthday gift is ever.
I would do that. I would live it over and over. The birthday that we were shooting The Aliens Have Landed in college. And we went out that night, and it was so much fun and so wonderful. You had me a surprise birthday cake.
That was a good birthday.
It was great.
All right, Cliff. What is one present you have never got, but you would love to get? And the gift of skinny is not a tangible gift.
The gift of skinny! A gift certificate for hair transplant.
For liposuction?
Uh-huh. It gives it for a full body suck.
All right, well, now I know what to get you next year,
a
Cliff.
Fat suck.
And Cliff, finally, finally, if you could meet just one person, Cliff, one person, be it a celebrity, be it a normal old Joe on the street, may it be Jesus Christ, if there's one person you could meet for your birthday, who would you choose?
Probably the Prophet Muhammad. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh,
I would say, topical.
Didn't see that one coming.
Topical.
Didn't see it coming.
I would guess Dolly Parton.
Now that one I saw coming.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That is wonderful, Cliff. She's a wonderful lady. And that's all the time we have for this special birthday edition of Kendall's Stupid Questions.
We need to do a Dolly Parton fan cast where we tell everybody how she's such a wonderful lady that goes around saying wonderful
singing
things.
Singing wonderful things to people, Cliff. Cliff, I can't wait for the home edition of Stupid Questions. I really can't.
What? Wouldn't that be fantastic, maybe listeners? I'll have That's stupid, a gift you could give each other.
Maybe I'll have Stupid Questions tattooed across my chest.
For our commemorative tattoo. You could.
Yes. All right, Cliff.
You could have that tattoo.
What if I had tattooed on my chest? Or I could put it on my stomach and it would be in 3D.
I wish I had a better phone. I would make it my ringtone. And a big fart for a text.
If we ever
tone.
Get a Cliff and Kendall, phone line.
A phone app.
A phone app. It'll be
the Cliff and Kendall app.
All right, Cliff. It is time now,
Kendall,
for a segment that I know you love. You picked all the segments this week because it is your birthday.
It's my birthday.
It is a little segment we like to call Songs You Should Know.
Our cult classic game show.
It's time for the game show that makes you want to sing out loud. Songs you should know. And now here's your host, Cliff and Kendall. A very birthday efficient Cliff. Whoa!
I'm so fat.
That scared the shit out of me.
Let me just say that.
He was doing the fat face.
In this segment, I'm so fat. Kendall, for my songs, you should know, I went with the birthday theme, and I chose songs all from that great year you and I were born, 1981.
I didn't. I'm going to warn you. But that'll be great. Why don't you start us out then in 1981. Listeners, okay. The year was 1981. We're at prom.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's bright. My first love, you're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
Endless love.
Endless love, like the endlessness of Cliff's birthday episode.
Like the endless love that we receive from our listeners on this show, Cliff.
And that we will give them back endlessly unto the end of time.
Until your
and
death.
And into heaven.
By into consumption.
Uh-huh.
All right, Cliff.
Yes.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stone.
Is that the old Crocodile Rock?
Cliff, that is the old Crocodile Rock. And I tell you, I chose Elton John because last time you were like, Rocket Man is a song. Oh, no, you said Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is a song?
No, I guessed Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Did you really?
That stands for yes.
I remember doing an Elton John song and you said, did you make that up?
No, you did. Let me, listeners, Kendall is...
Listen back,
so many drugs.
Listen back.
Now, let me explain to you.
Happy birthday, Cliff.
The one that I said, did you just make it up, was a song I have still never heard called Ordinary Miracle by Sarah McLachlan. And just because it's my birthday, I'm going to play you the clips that prove I was right and Kendall was wrong. Not to prove a point, but just because it's my birthday. It's from a little episode I like to call Let's Get Freaky.
A present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. You're not in Oz anymore.
Oh, Ken, I'm proud of myself for that.
Oh, sorry.
And just because it's my birthday, Exhibit B.
And find a way to give some of your own.
I don't know.
Oh, stumped you. Cliff, that is Ordinary Miracle.
By who?
Sarah McLachlan.
Who's ever even heard of that?
Who's ever heard of Ordinary Miracle?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I've never heard of it.
Oh my God, I'm sending you the music right after the show. It's beautiful.
What album is it from?
I don't know, the one that says Ordinary Miracle, probably.
Oh. And now back to this week's songs you should know. Uh-huh. Anyway, Kendall.
My memory's a little fuzzy, Cliff.
Your body's a little fuzzy.
Ooh.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone that turns your heart around. And the next thing you know, you're closing down the town.
All right, Cliff, I just want to say, first of all, that if I don't get this, it's not because of your excellent singing and your perfect pitch.
Uh-huh.
It's because I'm just dumb. So, I have no idea.
Oh, I know. Arthur's theme. Would you get caught between the moon and New York City?
Okay, I know that song.
You know,
I had no
crazy.
Idea the name of it was Arthur's song.
But it's true. Oh, okay. It's all, it's Arthur's theme, in quotations, with the moon in New York City.
You just picked it because it said New York City.
It's 1981, Kendall. These are the hits. And let me tell you that I looked on several sites for the top hits of 1981, and by and large, with few exceptions, they are terrible songs.
Well, a lot of terrible things came out of 1981.
Some terrible fat things.
Some terrible, enormous podcasters came out of 1981, ooh. Cliff. All right. I got another one for you. Hey, where did we go? Days where the rains came. Down in a hollow, playing a new game.
I wanna know. Have you ever seen the rain? This is Creed. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
In the misty morning.
It's fall. Brown-Eyed Girl, right?
Yes, Cliff, it is. You're my brown-eyed girl.
Musicologists that subscribe to this podcast are now realizing that is the same song, just with different words.
Oh, if I told you how many songs had the same chord progression, and Susan gets so pissed off when I sing the same song over another one.
Kendall, I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, Lord.
And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Cliff, that is the theme song to The Hangover.
No.
I don't know the fucking end of the song, but it was in The Hangover. I know the song.
I gave it. It's the Phil Collins 1981 hit, In the Air Tonight.
Oh, you gave me the title of the song, Cliff, and I still
tricky,
missed it.
Tricky, tricky,
tricky. Tricky Dicky, that's what they call you, Cliff.
Woo.
Tricky Dicky.
Woo.
All right. Here we go. This is a little harder, but I bet you'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Every single day I walk down the street, I hear people say, baby, so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby.
Let's see, puberty. I'm guessing that must be Justin Bieber.
No, but because
I have no idea.
No. It's from Rent, Cliff. It's Take Me or Leave Me.
Nobody out there hate me. I didn't get into Rent. I couldn't do
Cliff,
it.
Cliff, you're not really gay. Sorry.
I'm not.
I renounce your gaymanship.
Oh, Kendall, I'll have to get with a lot of disco sticks.
You're
to
as
win
straight
your
as a $1 bill, Cliff.
As a $1 bill. Can you hear them? They talk about us telling lies. Well, that's no surprise. Can you see them? Look right through them.
Nope. Not even close.
Our lips are sealed from the Go-Go's. Okay, that's one of the best songs of the year.
I must have been busy being born when they were singing that song.
Oh, Kendall, you were stopped up in a vajayjay.
I was in a vagina
when
that
song
time,
was number
Cliff.
One.
I can't be listening to music.
Oh, God.
I was coming out of a vagina.
Oh, that's the first time you ever came out of one.
Oh, Cliff, is that all the time we have for songs you should know?
That's all the time we have. This birthday is going into extra innings. I'm be 30 by the time
join us next year for more songs you should know about Cliff's old age.
Oh, shit. Kendall, you are 6 weeks younger. I don't want to hear it.
I'm still younger, Cliff. The key word is younger. Right there.
Younger. Oh, Kendall, we're not kids anymore.
No, we're not, Cliff. Or we'd know what the hell they were saying, Cliff. It's time for what the kids are saying.
Oh, my goodness, Kendall.
What the hell are they saying, Cliff? I can't keep up with this shit. I'm getting too old.
Kendall, I went again with a birthday theme. Kids are
and
saying.
And I again did not.
It's all right. Kids are saying, they're not saying 29 anymore, Kendall. They're saying 25, which is 25. also known as the year after 20 great, and it's also known as 29 by squares like you. I'm not turning 29. This is not Cliff's birthday show. I am turning 25.
Cliff, yeah. No, you've already passed 25. You're 20 fat.
Oh,
that's what the Kendall is saying over here.
Cliff, when we enter our... I'm fatty nine.
Fatty nine, Cliff. Do you know what a dead text is?
A dead text? I don't.
Cliff, that is a text that you have received too long after it was sent to you, and you are no longer obligated to reply to it, because it's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the texts I send to you are dead texts.
No, Kendall. Yeah. Yeah. Kendall, do you know what people are saying, as in the kids? They are saying, they're saying, this is another birthday thing, they're saying cupcake.
Cupcake? I love cupcakes, Cliff.
Kendall, this is what you love, Kendall. You love
I
cupcakes.
I was waiting for that.
You love when someone cups their hand over their ass when they fart and throw the now handheld fart in your face. Kendall, why do you love this?
Because, Cliff, everybody has their own scent, and I love the smell it all. I love the smell it all.
You are too close to those dogs of yours, Kendall.
Cliff, do you know what a screen your citizen is?
A screen, they stand by the front door screen all day long.
No, Cliff, that is an old person who spends all of his or her time at the computer or television.
Oh, well, that's screen most of them.
Screen your citizen.
Calling the TV there.
Yep.
Speaking of S words, Kendall, this one is called streamer.
Streamer, uh-oh.
Uh-huh. The streamer is it's the line of drool from her mouth to your wang when she doesn't swallow her spit as she's giving you a BJ. Woo. And somebody might say, dude, doggy dog, the blowjob she gave me last night was so sloppy. There were streamers all over the place.
Cliff, people are always saying that to me. Every day. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said that, I would own $2.
People are always telling you about blowjobs.
You are always telling me about your screamers. Cliff, do you know what vacation amnesia is?
No, I don't.
This one's all for you, Cliff, because it's your birthday.
Oh,
this is
fatness.
When you come back to school or work from your vacation and you can't remember what the hell you did before your vacation. like bubbleology. Can't remember shit.
I have that every day.
Us older people call it CRS. Can't remember shit.
Kendall, speaking of my happy birthday to me, there's kids are saying, I don't know why they're saying this, but they're saying surprise birthday party.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
As you can imagine, the surprise birthday party is a very daring sex move, and it occurs when a male receives oral sex and fails to notify his partner of his impending orgasm during the course of his shenanigans.
Oh, surprise! The male
discreetly pulls out a happy birthday hat, confetti, and a noisemaker, and at the moment of climax, the male then proceeds to blow into the noisemaker, aim his load on his partner's face, yell surprise, and throw the confetti in the air, and you get extra points if you get the confetti to stay on your partner's face with your splooge glue.
Cliff, I've got to get me a noisemaker.
Oh, Kendall, okay, you're gonna be throwing a lot of surprise birthday parties. I can
That's
see
me,
it in
Cliff. That is me. That is what I do.
When Susan says, "Kendall, why do you have this gross of birthday party hats?" You say it's for our lovemaking, Susan. It's for our lovemaking.
It's a surprise.
Oh!
All right, Cliff. And finally, speaking of fat people, do you know what
Cliff,
the kids
what
are
they
saying when they say Krispy Kreme?
Oh my goodness.
Cliff, it is a noun. It is a donut, which once eaten makes the victim want more.
Oh.
And
almost everything I've ever eaten
could be defined as a Krispy Kreme. I'm just going to start calling Fiber One bars Krispy Kremes, pasta Krispy Kremes. Everything is a Krispy Kreme noun.
I think I may need to run to the donut shack and then be right back.
Are we taking another break?
No, I'll wait. I'll have another piece of this fiber birthday cake that you give me, and I'll go and get some donuts on
right,
the way home.
Good.
From the podcasting studio.
Because we did have some other people that, although they may have been a little too shy to call into our hotline, they did want to wish you a happy birthday, Cliff. And
how sweet of them.
I'm going to read those to you now.
Okay.
Rose said, "Stop being vegan."
Oh, that's her advice for me turning 25?
That's her advice for you turning 29, Cliff.
Well, dear sweet Rose, I stopped being vegan several months ago.
Now,
I'm back to being a regular old run-of-the-mill vegetarian.
A regular old run-of-the-mill fatso, Cliff.
Run-of-the-mill fat, that's the truth.
And run-of-the-mill. And then one listener that is after our own heart, Cliff, Ben. He says,
Yes,
may the Pope cram it with walnuts deep. And may those stupid people stop having so many damn kids. That is his birthday wish for you, Cliff.
I appreciate it. And those are the things that I would hope everybody out there is wishing for when they are blowing out their candles. That's what I'm going to be wishing for.
Take that.
Bet.
hope.
You can bet dollars to hash on that.
You can bet dollars to hash on that, Cliff. Nicole said, may the amount of ass you get on your birthday be greater than or equal to the size of your own.
Oh, my God. Cliff, my ass is so huge. That's not possible.
There is not enough ass in the world to be greater
than.
There's
not enough ass. I would have to have some sort of spacecraft and the ability
and travel to the planet Asinania.
Asinania! I would have to go to Asinania, Kendra.
And Cliff, Hubert said, I hope you have an awesome birthday today, man. Eat cake and be merry.
Every day. I do that 365. 24/7, 365,
Kendra. Every day. Cliff, your wonderful assistant, Topher, wanted me to pass along a birthday wish to you. He says, I hope you have a wonderful birthday, man. Please don't make me bend over anymore to grab your files.
Topher is better at getting the ones that are down on the ground level.
And Cliff, finally, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. Although she could not be here due to hip surgery, she wanted me to tell you to have a wonderful birthday, and she has a really long story to tell you when she gets back.
How beautiful! Because this is a beautiful celebration of not only my life and
but
my,
your death.
My closeness to death, but it's also it's a celebration of the human experience today.
It is.
And I want to thank you with you and the listeners and everybody. I feel like I'm inside a birthday gift. And I am in so many
ways.
You
feel like you're inside of a birthday vagina, Cliff. All warm and
fuzzy. I feel like I'm about to slide on back out of that love canal.
Cliff, you know? I'm gonna back out of the
back
hilariousness that is Cliff and Kendall for a second. And I'm gonna tell you, Cliff, that I am proud to be your friend and co-host.
Oh.
And that we all of our listeners love you, Cliff. We're so glad that you are a part of this show. I speak for all of our listeners when I say this. We're so proud that you are a part of this show. And I know I could not survive this terrible, awful life without you as my co-host. And I'm sure our listeners feel the same, Cliff. And that is so fucking sad, Cliff. And so is this music.
That was a right, pretty, beautiful, and moving speech.
I worked on it, Cliff. I worked on it.
And I appreciate every single word
from
you, Kendall, and you, the listener. Oh, thank you, everybody.
Now, Cliff,
I wouldn't have it any other way, Kendall. Without this show, I'm nothing.
You are nothing, Cliff, except for fat. Cliff,
I'm something. I'm a big pile of obesity.
I can't end this show on a funny note. I can't end this show on a somber note. I have to add it on a funny note. But, Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about you or me or birthdays in general, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or they can call us at 818-308-4FAT and leave us a message. We'll play it on the show.
They most certainly can do any of those things. Kendall, did you happen to get any birthday quotes?
I got two of them, Cliff, because it's your birthday.
I have three. I guess I'll start. It's my birthday.
Okay, you
start
first.
This show was almost over. This is roughly the middle.
You start first since you have three.
Okay, Kendall. There is no pleasure worth foregoing just for an extra 3 years in the geriatric ward. And that was said by John Mortimer. That means just because you're going to live longer, you're just going to be old and unhappy longer. Don't forego the pleasures of living into the bonus month.
That
is
quote
probably
said,
what he's talking
kill yourself
about.
Now.
Kill yourself now.
Cliff, we are always the same age inside. And that was Gertrude Stein.
Gertrude Stein, a woman after my own heart. Kendall, who does not wish to be beautiful and clever and rich and to have back, in old age, the time spent trying to be any of them? That was said by Robert Brault. When we are old, I can't wait. I kind of can't wait till we're old and disgusting anyway, no matter how old we are, because then we can be so fat. And Kendall, don't you just think, like, we will be lighter even though we'll weigh 500 pounds. The load we carry will be lighter.
It will be, Cliff. It will. And Cliff, my other final quote is inside every older person is a younger person wondering what the hell happened, and that was Cora Harvey Armstrong.
That's the truth, Kendall. Finally, my last quote is called this. In dog years, I'm dead, And that's an unknown Arthur.
Unknown Arthur, I'm so glad he came by to wish you a happy birthday.
I didn't catch what he looked like, though.
Good, because he's unknown. Cliff, take us home down those birthday obese roads.
Take me home, birthday roads, to a place where I'm younger.
Amen to that, brother.
Happy birthday to Cliff, the host, obese coast to coast. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Cliff, once again, happy birthday from me and all of our listeners. We will see you here all next week.
Oh, yes. We love you.
We love you, too. I just want to say that I'm younger than you for the next, like, 3 weeks.
For until about 5 minutes.
My woman left me, and she left a dog behind. He messed on my shoes, then she messed up my mind. She's gone for good, I remember her as true. Every time the credit card bills come due, my insurance lapsed, and it was news to me. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.